Priesthood and Perfecting the Saints, President David O. McKay, David O. McKay, Conference Report, October 1962, pages 86-87. While Alderley and the other members of the 12 were presenting the outline of the Great Correlation work now in preparation, a passage of Scripture came to my mind, which I shall quote, if I can, which will summarize the purpose of all this work. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That is what these brethren have in mind. That is what you brethren of the priesthood, assembled in these vast congregations tonight, have in mind, because you are servants of the Most High, and He has given you the responsibility of perfecting the saints, of working in the ministry, for edifying the saints of God, and the object is the perfecting of the individual. There are many who are working tonight in positions who are sometimes discouraged. They may be in a bishopric, some may be in the presidencies of stakes, some may be in the presidencies of quorums, some deacons who feel, well, I am not doing anything. Teachers who are asked to go ward teaching sometimes feel they are incompetent, inadequate to teach. The plans that have been outlined today for you will be an aid no matter what position you may be holding, and you who feel inadequate, particularly the young boys who hold the office of teacher, when you go into the home of a man of the priesthood, and you feel inadequate to do your duty, remember this, given by a non-member of the church, but it contains encouragement, who does his task from day to day and meets whatever comes his way, believing God has willed it so, has found real greatness here below, who guards his post, no matter where, believing God must need him there, although but lowly toil it be, has risen to nobility, for great and low there's but one test, 'tis that each man shall do his best, who works with all the strength he can shall never die in debt to man. God bless the priesthood of the Church of Jesus Christ throughout the whole world. They are called to serve the members of the Church, and to serve the world by preaching the everlasting gospel. May the Lord guide us, inspire us, never leave us alone, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.